Okay, so for today's Limud in Mishneh Berurah Yomi, we have a very interesting halacha that has to do with Kiddush b'makom Suda. So the halacha is that when a person makes Kiddush, he's supposed to have the subsequent Suda in connection with the Kiddush that he made, and that entails eating that Suda, whatever we classify as the Su'uda, in the place that Kiddush was made. And therefore, the halacha is that you're not supposed to make Kiddush in one place and then have the Su'uda in a different place, because it lacks in the fulfillment of Kiddush Mokum Su'uda by virtue of the fact that there was a Shini Mokum, there was a change of location between the Kiddush and the Su'uda. So you're supposed to have it in conjunction, and when there's a Shini Mokum, when there's a change in location, it breaks the connection between the Kiddush and the Su'uda, violating the halacha and the requirement of Kiddush Makom Su'uda. The question that we're going to grapple with is, when a person makes Kiddush in one place and then goes on to eat the Kazayas or the Su'uda in a different place, when is it okay? When is it not okay? When the change of location is not just from one room to a different room, which is not as severe, but it's from one house to a different house. The halacha is that when you switch from one house to a second house, that's a real shinui makom. That's a real change in location. And therefore, you may not make kiddush in one house and then eat the kazayas of the makom suda in a second house, even if you had das, even if you had in mind during Kiddush to subsequently eat in a different place, may bias lebias is such a shinui makom that das does not help. So even if you had in mind during Kiddush to eat in the second house, the halach is you may not do so if it's a totally different house. It's considered a shinui makom, and it's a major problem in Hilchas Kiddush Makom Suda. What if you already made Kiddush, and now you realize that for some reason you have to switch locations. You have to go to a different house and a different building for the meal. What's the halacha? So the halacha is, you should drink a revius of wine in the first house before leaving. And in that case, you fulfill the mandate of Kiddush Makom Suda, according to some opinions. And then you could switch. But once you get that revius done, you've already fulfilled the Makom Suda by virtue of you drinking a revius of wine. And then you could switch in the event that something came up. Again, we don't rely on this l'chatchila, but in this case where you realize you have to go, drink a revius of wine, and then you leave. If you switch locations and you didn't drink the revius of wine first, the halacha is, b'di'eved, your yaitzei, as long as if you could still see within the first house from your location in the second house. So if you're raya mekaymai, b'diyeved, that would work, even mebayis lebayis, but l'chatchila we don't rely on that. L'chatchila we don't rely on ri'iyas makom, seeing the first location, if it's mebayis lebayis, if it's from one place to a different place, if it's from one home to a different home. And the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa points out that if you have one apartment building and there are different apartments, that's considered mebayis lebayis, and therefore, if you have different apartments owned by separate people and it's within the same building, it's the equivalent of different homes and the same halachas apply. So you can't make kiddush in one apartment and then eat the kazayas of food in a different apartment. And if you, for some reason, realize that you have to switch places to eat, drink a revius of wine in the first place before leaving, and in that way fulfill the din of kiddush makom suda according to the opinion of the Ga'inim, who allow the use of revius yayin for kiddush makom suda. There's an interesting halacha, and the Shevet HaLevi is unsure whether or not this opinion that allows Kiddush Makom Suda to be fulfilled with drinking a revius of wine in the first place extends as well to grape juice. In other words, the minhag is to be mekel and allow the use of grape juice for Kiddush. So even though it's not so simple that grape juice has the status of wine in halacha, because it doesn't have alcoholic content as is, nevertheless, the minhag is to treat grape juice as wine in accordance with the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman, and to say that you could make kiddush and bayir pri hagefen on grape juice even though it doesn't have alcoholic content. Why? Because inherently it's the type of drink that could have had alcoholic content, and it was just processed in a way that removed that capability. But conceptually, it's capable of being an alcoholic beverage and becoming wine, and therefore the minig has to be mekel. The question is, even if a person's mekel and allows the use of grape juice for kiddush, but in relation to this halacha of giving it the prominence of having it kiddush b'makom suda, when you have a revius of this, does the revius of wine halacha extend to grape juice? So if a person, let's say, realizes after kiddush he has to go to different locations, so he wants to quickly drink a revius in the first location to be mekayim the din of kiddush b'makom suda in the first place, can he suffice with drinking a revius of grape juice if he made kiddush on grape juice? This is a suffix in the Shevet Halevi. Rabbi Vosner was unsure as to whether or not grape juice suffices, but there are paiskim that allow this. And the Chuvas Vayan David was Mekel, and he said that just like we treat grape juice like wine in regards to making kiddush on it, so too we could treat it as wine with regards to the halacha of kiddush b'makom suda and allow it to fulfill, at least b'makom tzorech, the allowance of kiddush b'makom suda when you drink a revius of this drink.